Looking at today's The Villager newspaper, there is an article that you contributed, particularly coming from Velvicha Innovation Corner. And maybe just before we go to the context of it, what is the central argument of your article, especially looking at artificial intelligence? What motivate and what argument are you putting forth in utilization of AI?
The central message here is that Namibia has reached an important turning point. AI is no longer something we can watch from the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
It is already shaping the way we learn, work, and live. So the real question here is whether we simply adopt technologies developed elsewhere or whether we intentionally shape how AI is used to solve our very own Namibian challenges.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we should be active participants and not just mere passive consumers.
Yeah, moving at the aspect of artificial intelligence, one may want to know, especially the necessity of artificial intelligence in Namibia, either it's at school, either it's in the industry, either it's wherever. Why artificial intelligence is so important, especially looking from where you are standing?
You know, David, artificial intelligence, that is AI, is becoming part of everyday life.
Mm.
It is changing education, healthcare, agriculture, business, public services in an unimaginable way. We ought to prepare now.
Mm-hmm.
We can use AI to improve productivity.
Yeah.
You know, create new opportunities and create and strengthen our economy. But if we delay, there is a danger in delaying now.
Mm.
We risk becoming dependent on technologies that don't always reflect our local priorities and our realities here on the ground.
Mm-hmm. Looking at, for example, in academia and also in the industry, there are those people who look at AI and they are saying, no, AI is becoming a threat, or AI is diverting us from our, you know, natural intelligence. What do you say about that? How should somebody really use AI without, you know, being stagnant or without not being able to think on his own?
That's really a very genuine concern.
Yeah.
You know, universities have a particular responsibility here.
Mm.
We have to see to it that our users, our students particularly,
yeah,
they can they need to know how to use AI. They need to be prepared to challenge it.
Yeah.
It's not just to accept everything that comes out of AI.
Yeah.
So they should also be in a position to, we don't need to compare like to other bigger contexts.
Yeah.
We need to understand our own role when it comes to AI use. We should prepare our students to use AI tools,
yeah,
but also to understand them and be able to critique the work from the AI themselves. And develop solutions that respond to our own needs here. In universities, we are to teach these students and prepare them to innovate and also use AI ethically and responsibly. Yeah.
Yes, now somebody looking at a country such as Namibia, and there has been you know, communication, and people speak to say, in Namibia, we are just a consumer of new technology, we are a consumer of new softwares. And somebody may also want to ask to say, can a country like Namibia make really a meaningful contribution, especially to artificial intelligence, rather than being directed and be controlled by something which is coming from far?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Innovation isn't determined by the size of a country.
Yeah.
It is driven by vision and focus. What
mm-hmm.
is our vision? What are we focusing on? Namibia doesn't need to compete with global technology giants in every field.
Yeah.
Instead, we should build expertise in areas where we have unique strengths,
yeah,
such as education. I can boldly speak about education, agriculture, environmental sustainability, indigenous knowledge as well as our unique multilingual technologies. Mm-hmm. We can set our focus onto those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, moving forward, especially at a university level, to say now, coming from Valuisa University, for example, and also to other universities too, what is the major role that universities need to play, especially in keeping up and also making sure that AI is beneficial? And you may also maybe want to touch on the danger of AI too, because so there is always a debate to say it's bringing this and somebody saying it's bringing this. But let us look at the universities first. What is their role in this development?
Okay, universities, we have a critical role to play in this. We should prepare students not only to use AI tools, as I indicated, but also to understand them, question them, develop solutions that respond to our needs, and we should teach research, prepare them in terms of their research, to research and come up with innovative ideas. Mm. And also in terms of ethical leadership, so we come together and shape our country's AI future. Well, we are not saying that there are no risks. We can simply understand that we should not import AI without building our own capacity, because we can become dependent on the technology that may not even reflect our culture, our languages, our development priorities. So we also risk losing control over our own data. You know, there's a lot of people asking, who controls our data?
No, it's a good thing that you brought that aspect, especially who is controlling and who is shaping what we consume.
Yes.
Yeah.
So limiting local innovation and missing opportunities to create solutions that truly benefit our communities in our own small context. We need to understand that. We need to train these AI tools. They need to speak to our needs.
Just when you are there, looking at, for example, the context of Namibia, do you think the environment is ready? Are we ready in terms of learning? Do we have a proper infrastructure? Or is this something that you need to work on, especially looking at the fast-growing utilization of AI? The other time, the UN Secretary General was also speaking about AI being used in war and all these things. But looking at where we are, for example, in Namibia, from where you are standing, do you think we are ready, especially with infrastructure and the people?
Well, David, I would say that we are ready. We need to start somewhere.
Okay.
We are ready. AI is within. We are within.
AI
is already there with us.
Yeah.
We are ready.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of understanding really our needs and how we can shape this AI that is within us, that is in our midst.
Just before we move to another question, you mentioned something related to who controls the data. There is always a debate about the data center. What is your view on African having investing in a data center, or is it correct just to import all the technology and information controlled by somebody? What is your view on that, especially where we are going and where we keep our information and also how we feed it to this technological development?
We really need to, that is a very important concern. We need to invest in data center as government, as African countries. More investment should be shifted towards building our own data center. We need to control our own data. We create a large amount of data on a daily basis, it's just out there. We don't have control of it. We have to invest in that. We have to invest in building data center. We have to make sure that we have experts. We train people who have expertise on how to manage this data for us. That is where we need to invest in.
Now let us look at the risk Let us look at the risk. I think we have touched this part, but I want you to emphasize on the risk, because when something new is happening, there is always another aspect of that that is not so good, or if it's not used properly. What are some of the risks that are coming up, especially with the utilization of artificial intelligence, and also just in that sector of AI in Namibia? What are some of the risks that you are facing? How do you deal with them, especially from where you're standing?
You know, risks include over-dependence on foreign systems. We depend so much on those systems. Weak data sovereignty, if we were just talking now that we don't really have control of our data, poor alignment with local realities, doesn't really speak to our needs, and limited national control over how AI affects jobs, education, public services. There's also a danger of importing technologies that are not culturally or ethically suited for our country.
So what are possible solutions? What do we need to prioritize? Because looking at the national level, looking at the daily development, you realize to say we have a lot of priorities. But if there is something that we really need to do now, especially if you want to get control, or if you want to be part of the transformation of technology, what are some of those things that you really think we must prioritize, especially at the national level?
And investment in education.
Yeah.
If we can have you know, core strategies like data mapping, discovery, we need to understand our own data. How can we safeguard this data? Data sovereignty is very important. Once you don't have that, then even if you put in whatever investment, you are owed to not have control of that.
Indeed.
So training, we need to train expertise.
Yeah.
So it's all about investing in education. It starts at a university level. As I was talking here at Valvica University, we ensure that...
Doctor, just hold on for a commercial break. Just stay on the line. Just hold on.
Get you saved today, where every penny counts. Get 1 liter of Clover Long Life Custard, just $29.99 Namibian dollars. 1 kilogram tub of Everyday Yogurt, just $39.99 Namibian dollars. Get 2 kilos of Numb Milk Omaere, just $52.99 Namibian dollars. Get 125 grams of Kloof Coffee, just $20.99 Namibian dollars. 750 grams of Creamora Creamer, just $58.99 Namibian dollars. Discounted prices on Rhodes Tin Food and Polonies too. You save the low budget grocery store where good food costs less.
Yeah, as I indicated, we are in the communication. We are in communication with Dr. Etuna Simon from Valvica University, unpacking the importance, the danger, and where we need to prioritize, especially when it comes to utilization of artificial intelligence. You can continue.
Okay, we were talking about in terms of investment. Investment in AI, especially for us as African nations, particularly Namibia, it requires balancing foundational infrastructure growth. We need to look at, do we have data centers in place, data centers and power? Did we build local computing capacity? Do we have, how is our brand, you know, broadband connectivity? It requires so much. And most importantly, we need to invest in education. We need to invest in getting, empowering our own experts that are already in that field, that are already in that area, so that they can able to help us managing this data science, data centers.
Indeed, maybe also investment in energy infrastructure, especially looking at where we are going, electricity and accessibility and affordability also, because this thing require electricity also.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah. Now, looking at somebody who is reading your article today in the Vedaja newspaper, especially to the young ones, what message do you have for them if you have to look at the article for today and those who are reading, what message do you want them to take away from, you know, that article that you contributed today, especially looking at the Richer Innovation Corner?
What I can tell them is that don't see AI as something that belongs to other countries,
yeah,
or only to technology experts.
Yeah.
You as an individual, you should see it as an opportunity to learn, innovate, and solve real problems in your own community. Just that in your own setting, own community. The future will belong to those who are willing to keep learning, embrace change, and use technology to make a positive difference. So Namibia's future in artificial intelligence will not be determined by the size of our economy or our population.
Yeah.
It will be determined by how well we prepare our people, invest in innovation, and choose to shape technology on our own terms. So AI is not just about machines. It is about people, ideas, and building a better future for our country.
Looking at that, so you are saying we should not run away from it. We must be part of it.
It is within. We are within.
Dr. Etuna, maybe there is something that you really think it's not going to be right if you leave it out, or just to emphasize again on your point on AI. What is the last message that you leave, especially to the listeners and also to adults? You know, when you speak about development in the future, something which is always coming out is that, you know, adults or elders, even I always like giving an example of my grandmother. She feels that she's left out, but she's also part of this, you know, country. Maybe what message also that you are leaving with the general public, especially when some of them, they are hearing it for the first time. Some of them, they've been hearing it, but they do not know. But what message do you really think you should leave with everybody who is listening, particularly in this fast-paced world of technology that can change anytime, any day?
Yes, David, the popular motto is that no one should feel left out.
Yeah.
So Namibia's AI future will not be determined by size, but by intention, preparation, and the courage to shape technology on our own terms. We should be intentional about integrating AI in our everyday settings, in our everyday life.
Yes, Dr. Etuna Simon, thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for your contribution. And continue doing what you are doing at Welvichia University.
Thank you. Maybe a shout out to our listeners, our students, and all our stakeholders. Thank you for being part of this conversation. And also to Eagle FM, thank you, David, for giving us this wonderful opportunity.
Indeed. Thank you.